No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitution.
Matokwela povakweto tate kalunga ne munyambeke. May God bless all of you, dear listeners of the Stop Suffering here on Eagle FM. Every Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 p.m., we are here to bring to you a word of life, testimonies that prove to you that God is alive and your life can change. And before the end of the program, we are going to have the moment of prayer. I'm not here in the studios of Eagle FM here in Windhoek, capital of Namibia. I'm here with Pastor Ananias. Matukwelapo, Pastor.
Good evening, Bishop. Matukwelapo, Horike, Shuwana Shanamibia, Oprochraba, Njonunga Shingei, Teyamombe Ponga Shingei, Ngashina na Bishop Mutokerithana Tango Moprochraman Jino, O Tulimpano na Tangwa Horiko Kumwetero Hapu ya Karunga, O Hapu Njono Taitu tai tukusa monkaron jono turinga shingei nonena njino na tango programa njino oyoe noe yampa nonga shingei okukara ye kumangura konkaron jono watarera. And I believe, Bishop, today they are going to learn a lot today.
Yes, we'll have here testimony that's going to inspire you. The testimony of Luciano is going to be sharing with us how his life has changed. Good evening, Luciano.
Good evening, Bishop, and good evening, listeners of the Stop Suffering program.
So we are going to be speaking to Luciano shortly, but before that, I want to make available to you the helpline of the church, the toll-free helpline number that you can call now. You want to include your name or the name of your family member in the prayer book. We are going to be praying. You can call 0800-22-3335. 0800-22-3335. You can call now. It's a toll free. Don't need their time. Sometimes people, they think they need to have a time to call. To call, the toll free of the church is a free call. The church will be paying for the call. They can just get their cell phone, Pastor Ananias, and call, because we are here for them. They're going through problems. They're going through situations. They want to include their name in the prayer book. I'm sure prayer has power. Prayer. And again, like we did last week, we are challenging those who have problems to sleep at night, the people who can't sleep. We are going to pray for them and they will sleep well tonight.
Yes, indeed, Bishop. Ngashina na Bishop Teship Tatunguka no mongro kinjino nena tango. Otea mombe potu tuna ere kondino tango. Tatuka gara tuna ere kondino na tango. Mono tatuka kambe komea ke hurojo prokrama. Bishop kwisi tango ntino kucho ongo dietu njono. Tatu ganja mombe po oya futwa ko universal yoene. Yongo di njino nga ingi otovuru kuidenga wanando kredita horike. Tudengera opuna narantu mbono ironge kitha ya kurongo dioe. No tatuke kuturamo magarikano nondishu kia karunga otakambe konkaramonyoe. And indeed, Bishop, tonight we make this challenge, and I'm sure 100% that what God did to other, he did to us, he will do to them as well.
Yeah, you just have to believe. You just have to have faith. So you have problems to sleep at night. You have this thing that is disturbing you at night. You suffer with bad dreams, with nightmares, with spiritual attacks at night. God can set you free. There are people who, they only sleep if they drink alcohol. They can't sleep if they don't drink alcohol. They need to drink alcohol for them to sleep. You're going to drink the blessed, or tonight, you're not going to drink alcohol. You're going to drink the water that we're going to bless. Why we bless the water? Because there are people who ask, why do you bless the water? We bless the water. We pray for the water because it's in the Bible. Yes, it's written in the Bible. Didn't you read it? Exodus chapter 23, verse number 25. The Bible says like this. So you shall serve. I'll repeat for you. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. The sickness is not only pains, headaches, backaches, no, sadness, depression. The people are listening to us right now who are struggling with depression. And if you have been thinking of committing suicide, if there is this bad idea, this bad thought in your mind, or kill yourself, don't do that. As we always say here in the Stop Suffering, suicide, it's never, never, never an option. There is a way out.
Yes, Bishop. Indeed, Bishop. Ongashina na Bishop tathangon thindom pano kucha o tulimpano ahorike o programa njuru tathana kucha e huithopo jemono jihuna. Ongashi Bishop esta ethangon thipeta me compare la tati kucha o programa njino o ya angungwe nguto dhiradroma dhiradro okui mangereka onanande ukulipa mwe o atarera okunomarovu mongro hinjino ne notatu kuchanena shotokano meanga tatugambe kinena ehuru apo jejo kunomarovu ojino kuhura mpurakini kwa nyonkulike no programa njino otaikaninga otaike kwetera emanguruko. Indeed, Bishop, they will be today free today as drink this water.
Yeah, so let us allow us to help you. Allow us to help you by praying for you. Call the toll-free number now, 0800-22-3335. We're not going to speak to you live. You can call straight the toll-free number of the church. We're going to start now with the testimony of Luciano. I'm already familiar with his testimony, but I'll ask him to start today. It's going to be divided in two parts. Usually we start the first part on Tuesday, and the conclusion is on Thursday. So, Luciano, your suffering started at what age, can you say?
So, my suffering basically started at the age of 13. Just when because our high school or our primary schools go until grade 8 in South Africa, and that's where I grew up. So, when I went to high school, grade 9 is when I turned 13 as well. I got introduced to a group of friends during the period of that year. So when we went to grade 10 is where now we started experiencing alcohol, we started experiencing drugs.
At the age of 13?
At the age of 13.
You were influenced?
I was influenced by friends, because that is the period also where you get to know new friends, where you get to experience, they call it the puberty, and as well they call it peer pressure. So that was basically the period where I decided, you know what, let me experience things, because then my father also passed on that same year. And he was the one that I looked up to him. He was the one who brought discipline in our lives. He was the one who taught us, listen, if you're not going to study, if you're not going to take your school serious, you're going to suffer. And he was really strict on that.
Mm-hmm. So you started drinking, what else besides drinking alcohol?
I started drinking alcohol. I started stealing. And because of this addiction, you will basically have to look for a way to feed this addiction, because there's no way that you are just going to be having this addiction, but you don't have money to feed it. So
you need the funds to feed the addiction.
We needed funds to feed this addiction. So we started stealing from people. It got so worse to a point whereby we were just bored at home, and we were like, but no, man, we need money. Where is this money going to come from? And my friend just decided, you know what? Let's just go and steal a car.
Okay, before you go there. Before we go there, I already know your story, but before we go there, you said in the testimony as well that you were involved with kind of fights at school.
Yes.
Groups at school fighting the other.
Yes,
the Bishop. School, you said that the school was even closed for a week or two.
Yes.
How was it, please?
So we went to a club. The fight basically started over the weekend. We went to one club where we basically just went to chill out with my friends, and While we were entering the club, it was me and my twin brother. They grabbed his cap from his head. And for me at that moment, I was like, is it really going to happen? Are we really going to fight today? Because I know also that we, whenever we go out, we there's no way that we will return home without a fight. So that fight, what that night, was the biggest fight that that we ever had. While we were, because they used to call us Squad 5. Our group used to be called Squad 5. So it was me, my brother, my twin brother, and my other brother with my two cousins. So we came into the club. They took his cap. And I just saw my twin brother just run towards the other crew and just grabbed his cap. So the moment he grabbed his cap is when they slapped him. So when they slapped him is the moment that we also just started attacking. And this is where the fight came out. So I got stabbed that same night. And my twin brother also got stabbed.
You and your brother?
We both got stabbed.
The same night?
That same night we both got stabbed at the club. But for me, I got stabbed. But then I saw that the guy is still continuing, but he's not stopping. So I decided, okay, let me just run. I don't know where am I running to because it's dark. I started running. And while I was running, I fell into a hole. So that hole saved me from being stabbed multiple times.
You could have died. Can you say, Luciano, that night you could have died?
I could have died, Bishop. I could literally see that this was the night that I was supposed to die that night. I fell into the hole. As I stood out from the hole, the guys disappeared because they were looking for me. They thought I ran into the bush, but I fell into the hole. So while I was in the hole, I came out and I removed my shirt. When I removed my shirt, I just saw that my shirt is full of holes. The way the guy tried stabbing, it was full of holes. And that night, I didn't tell my mother. I didn't call my mother to tell her, listen, I got stabbed. I'm at the hospital. I went straight to the hospital because the bleeding was intense. So I went straight to the hospital. We got there. I got some stitches. But that same night, I came out and I went straight to the guy's house that stabbed me again. Me and
not like
brother,
revenge.
We went there for revenge. But when we got there, it was a group of people just standing in front of the yard telling us that we are not going to enter this house. And the moment that we are going to enter, we are going to see. But then I realized, but what am I doing? This is just me coming back from my death again. But then I went home. I knocked on the door. My mother opened. But the way I also entered, she didn't see that I got stabbed. I went straight to my room. I slept. And in the morning when I woke up, she was trying to talk to me, but I'm trying to hide the scar. And she was like, no, what's going on with you? Until later she saw, and then people also told her that your son was involved in a fight and both of them got stabbed. My twin brother didn't sleep at home. I was the one who slept at home. So she was talking to me and she told me that, listen, if you don't want to be serious with school, I will kick you out of my house. And this is where I was like, no, man.
How old were you? How old were you at that time?
I was 14. That year, I was 14.
As young as 14?
14. She told me that I will kick you out of my house because you are starting to bring problems to my house because those guys came to our house and they started attacking the house as well.
Yeah. If you can, please just allow me to say this. Perhaps right now, Pastor Ananias, they are mothers listening. Mothers. Perhaps there are mothers who are struggling with their son, with their daughter, with their child, or grandmothers. Many grandmothers are the ones raising now children, grandchildren, with a grandson or a son, a child like Luciano. But the same way there was a way out for Luciano. That's why he's testifying here today. Though his testimony is not finished, it's just beginning. So this grandmother can call now and include the name of her son or grandson in the prayer book. They can call now 0800-22-3335 because if there was a solution, maybe she spoke just like the mother. The mother threatened him. If you are going to be like this, you're not going to be, she said she would kick you out.
She said she will kick me out of the house and she will call my family members not to give me any place to stay.
Mm. Actually, she wanted him to change. She did it trying to out of desperation, trying to make him change, but he didn't change that moment. So this mother should call now, include the name of the child in the prayer book.
Indeed, Bishop, on prakene wanyon horiken gash to prakene hokoro jarusian hiempano, ota hokoro rankene on karo eri eri, jononga inge monvron longo nane, mono ena tango ta hokoro akuchokwari kena, ena akwatokombe po kwa havulika, jonono kuri emtar emfaramon marugodin gash tatu prakene hokoro je, pano tatu tinga inge mongro hione na kucha, utume edina jo mwepa mwataruru dhigumbuno moru varoroe ihota tukuhia natango kucha tuture edina jo mnonanguno membo jegarikane no shosho onguro kinina potumture mwaba garikano karunga ngwaru ashenja rusiano natango ashenje okaramoyo and I did bishop today tonight as we are going to pray them and include them in the book of prayer for sure God will do
uche and not only mothers but perhaps the testimony, the past of Luciano, it's your present. You are always involved in fights. You are always involved in arguments. You are always involved in perhaps physical fights like stabbing and getting stabbed. Maybe you have almost died. The people who are listening to us right now who have been in this situation, they almost died. And if they don't make a decision to change, they can die. So God is giving you an opportunity for you to decide to change. They can also call now, include their name, their own name in the prayer book.
Yes, indeed, Bishop. Pamwe omnonangwengwe wetu prakena pamwe onkaro enjino oiringashi na narusiano ngashi ajatarera kwa havulika ngashita tupopimpano kucha ounompito yokurunduru rashi ounompito kurunduruka itashiti kuchanga inge shouri mbongkaro ili yacha ngao, kaku nao njira imwe ili. Okuno njira imwe natango, ngashu ota tuete kokoro jarusi ya ndari popi wampano, no tuweli prakene, pamwa prakena nendo shingi sano, uvite ilaka ju shingi sano kuri hoiko skora, pamwe mungwe natango muno mbepo kwa havulika, ota tutine nanga inge, okuno njira imwe natango, jono taivuru kumona, and the change will come even to this young one bishop that is listening to us today.
As long as you decide. So Luciano, you went there, so they didn't allow you to fight those guys. But as you told us, the fight continued. So they had to kind of close the school.
Yes, Bishop. So it was that Sunday that my mother basically told me that if I don't stop, she will kick me out. That Monday morning, it didn't stop. But I went to school. I don't normally go to school early. But that Monday morning, I went to school very early. I was one of the first at school. But as I entered the school, I don't know where most of those learners came from, but it was a lot of learners that came. And I was waiting for that guy to enter the school premises. I was waiting for him at the gate. And I just saw him. So as he saw me, he just turned around and he ran back home. And I found the brother because him and his brother, they were also at one school in one grade. And they were a grade higher than me. And I found the brother at the school and I just walked straight to the brother and I started beating the brother. And while I was beating the brother, one of the teachers came. They tried stopping, but I was very aggressive to the point that it was a female teacher. She came and then she pulled me off the guy. I just pushed her and she fell into a wire and she got injured.
Sure.
She came up and then most of the teachers came and said, no, you must leave the school. You must leave the school. And I was like, I'm not going to leave the school. I need to finish what this guy started. Because I cannot look like this. The guy, he tarnished my image. And I was like, no, I'm not going to leave. I went home that same day, a bit earlier from school. And I was like, you know, I will return in the afternoon. I came back in the afternoon. The guy was not at school. So the next day he came to school. Initially he came to school, but he came with a knife. And he hid the knife in the men's toilet. So I went. And then the school came out a bit earlier. Because they heard that there will be a big fight, so they had to release the kids earlier. The school came out. Everyone was waiting for us outside. No one went home. I came outside. The guy already had the knife in his hand. I went straight to him.
And all the students watching it.
All the students were watching. I went straight to him. I didn't have a knife. I didn't have anything in my hand. But because of my anger, I was like, even if I have to die today, I'm going to fight this guy. I went straight to the guy. I punched him one, and then I just saw all of my friends that I had that was with me in that fight that night. They came with golf stick, they came with baseball bats, they came with all these things, and they gave me one. And this guy started running and he had a big knife. And he turned around, I ran towards him and he missed me with a knife. So the moment he missed me with a knife, I took the baseball bat and I hit him and he fell. So that was the day that one of the teachers, but the principal came, and it was a man, and it was a big buff in the body, and he pushed me one side and I pushed him back. So most of the female the male teachers came now and they tried stopping the fight, but I didn't want to listen. The police came and the police said, you know what, we are just waiting for one of these guys to die. That's the only way that this fight will stop. And the teacher said, no, they are going to close the school for 2 weeks so that they can just sort out this whole thing that is happening at the school. The fight continued. We didn't go to school for like 2 weeks. On the second week, we got them again at the same club. And I lost two of my friends that same night because both of them were stabbed to death. And after these two friends of mine got stabbed, I still didn't stop. I continued my life. I continued living my life.
What would go through your mind? Like, that's life. Wouldn't you think, like, what am I doing? Or you have no control? What was going on in your mind?
Bishop, that moment, that what was going through my mind, I was like, I don't care. Whether I die, whether I live, I do not care. Because I didn't know much about God. I didn't know much about hell. I didn't know much about if you die today, you can go to hell. I was like, whether I die or whether I live, I'm going to fight for myself. And I'm going to show to people that I was basically just trying to show to people, listen, I'm a man on my own. And I didn't have any fear inside of me just to fight with another man. So in my mind, I was like, I do not care whether I die or whether I live. I'm going to fight.
Okay. And from there, how this thing of the school came out?
Okay, the thing of the school got resolved because we now came to conclusion. Because I was the oldest in our group, in our gang. And I told them, guys, listen, we just have to stop this fight because it's either one is going to die again. And that is not what we want, because now people started pointing fingers and saying, no, my son died because of you. And that was the moment I really felt the pain of a mother, because one of the parents came and we were supposed to go through a trial. They were supposed to lock us up. But then every time that I was supposed to go to jail, the cases just got dismissed. It just got dropped. And that was the moment I was like, no, man, guys, let's just stop this whole fight. Let's just forgive one another.
That was after you lost two
friends. Yes.
The same night.
That same night.
They were stabbed to death.
They were stabbed to death. And we stopped the whole fight. And the police came because we couldn't have an agreement just with the other guys. We were in one room with everyone together, but they had to call the police in case anything is going to happen. And we came to an agreement. The parents were there and they spoke. But for me, I was like, even though it was agreed upon, the fight stopped, everything stopped, my life continued. This time I got deeper into the drugs to the point that I would go to school either high, or I would go to school drunk, or I would go with the alcohol or the drugs to school and I would go and smoke at school. And my mother was working at the school. One teacher came to her and told her, you know what, your son is out of control.
It's like a lost case.
Yes. And I would go to school, I would be in the class, but my mind is not there. I'm like, you know what, I can just give up on school anytime. It's a matter of time that I would give up on school as well. But I pushed. When it comes to school, I will be naughty, but I will push in school. I will not be in class, but I will go and write exams. I will finish my tasks.
Now, you were telling us about the thing of robbing a car. What led you to do it? What happened for you, your friend, and you to do that?
So that night, it was also in a weekend. We were just at home, but we didn't have money. And there was a show that was happening that we wanted to attend. So it was a police officer. The guy was drunk. He was sleeping in his car. And we just passed by And then my friend turned back. And then he was like, no, let's see if this guy has money. Then we can take his money. We checked. We went through his pocket. We found that he had money. We took his money. But then my friend was like, no, we can actually take this car. And then we can chill out with this car. And I told him, no, that is not going to work. We cannot take someone's car. Let's just leave the whole story and just take the money. Then we go. While we were there, the guy just saw the car started driving. The guy is driving the car. And he didn't know how to drive.
Your friend? Yeah,
he didn't know how to drive at all. And I told him, my friend, something will happen to this car. Stop the car so that we can jump out and then we go. And while we were there in that argument, I tried pulling the steering wheel, but I pulled too hard. So he bumped it into a church wall. And while we were there, I just prayed that night. I just told God, listen, God, all I want is no police officer or no police car must pass by us. Because the moment they are going to pass by, they already know that we are naughty. So they will not even ask what happened. They will just lock us up. So no police car came by. We managed to pull the car out. But then we had to push the car to the guy's house. But the guy just stayed down in the street. We just pushed the car and then we left it there. So when we left the car there, the car was just standing there. But the guy the next day, he came to us and then he came to our house, to my house first. And then he just told my mother, I'm looking for that boy.
And so they found out it was you?
Yes, he found out that it was us because someone apparently saw us that we were pushing the car.
Mm.
And he was like, I'm looking for that boy. And I was like, I could hear people arguing outside, but I was like, no, it has nothing to do. It probably has nothing to do with me. I remember that something happened that night, but I was like, no one knew about it. No one saw us. So when I just woke up and then I checked through the window and then I saw it's him. And that he even had a gun in his hand. And he told my mother, I'm going to kill those boys. And I called my friend because we were just staying next to each other. I told him, just check through the window. Someone is waiting for us outside. And he told me, no, you know what? We need to run. We need to run. And I told him, but where are we going to run to? And he told me, no, just come with me. We ran for 2 weeks. I didn't return home.
For 2 weeks?
2 weeks, I didn't return home. I went to go look for a holiday job because that time I also finished my grade 12. And after finishing my grade 12, I passed my grade 12 well, even though I didn't attend school most of the time.
So you ran away for 2 weeks?
I ran away for 2 weeks. So
okay, school. So just hold a bit. So you are listening now to the story of Luciano, and it's like a move, né? It's like a move how he suffered from a very young age with bad friends, with alcoholism. And one can think it was a lost case, but for God, there are no lost cases. And if you want to include your name in the prayer book, you can call now or the name of a family member in the prayer book, 0800-22-3335. And remember, before the end of the program, we are going to pray for you. Now, Luciano, how did you come to Namibia? How did you come this side?
Yeah, so it was basically after we ran away. I got a holiday job. I got paid. I had to make my passport with that money. I had to pay my bus ticket to come this side. Because now I had to run away because this guy is looking for us. And I knew that he's not going to stop. He's not going to stop looking for us. And this is where I ran away. I called my aunt. I told my aunt the whole story that I want to change. I basically soft soaped her. Just for her to be like, you know what, you can come because I can hear that you really want to change. But I came here. That was 2017, February 2017, that last Friday I came. So I arrived here on Saturday.
Basically, you were trying to run away.
I was trying to run away because I was afraid that I'm going to die.
That side, yes. In South Africa.
Because I was also like, you know what, let me just go because now I'm done with school. What am I going to do? I don't have any interest in school as well. So I came this side thinking that I'm going to change. And my aunt looked at me when I came here and she was like, but you don't look like someone that is naughty like this. Why are people saying? Because now I came with an appearance of an innocent guy, an innocent boy, because I'm trying to make her look like I really want to change.
But to come to this side, to Namibia, was not enough to solve your problem.
It was not enough.
Did you get involved in problems here also in Namibia?
Yes, I met new friends again. I made new friends. I started smoking. I continued smoking. Not started. I continued. I continued drinking. Now we started robbing people in Komasdal. We started robbing people with these friends that I met. And I remember that there was a day that we robbed someone in Komasdal. We ran through the bush.
Okay, we can continue.
We ran through the bush, and while we were running through the bush, it was the moment that someone was chasing us. But it was not a police car, it was just someone chasing us.
Before you continue, we're going to have a short break before continue. But you see, it's not enough just to move from one place to the other, moving from one city to the other, trying to run away from the problem if the problem is inside of the person. So if that has been happening with you, what you need is to come to God. Call the toll-free number now, 0800-22-3335. We're going to have a short break. After the break, we're going to be back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Stop Suffering on Ego FM.
Uchane udi woye usike peni, okuna onjira kuzamo. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomugoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusi kusi jo Igor FM.
And what people have to understand, Pastor Nanaya, is that if there was a way out for Luciano, there is a way out for God. For God, there are no impossibles. The Bible says everything is possible for those who believe. There are no lost cases for God.
Yeah, indeed, Bishop. Ngashinana tuviteho koro ya Luciano mpanono kucha. Okwa fadhu kwa pokuza kwa South Africa, nera rakano ando arundurule kwa ya tarumbure meme wona kwa etati kuchota ndahara ndirundurule. No nando ne kucha okwazi huya natango ete ya huno, mangondu ina akheda pukarunga nene rundurugu italia. Indeed, Bishop, only through God a person be able to change.
Yeah, because you're trying, the thing is, many people, they're trying to change by their own strength. You need God's help. So, Luciano, now, moved from South Africa now to Windhoek, to Namibia, thinking that perhaps your life, things would be different, but actually, you continue getting involved into troubles.
It didn't change at all. I continued living my life the way I wanted to. Then my aunt was like, you know what, we need to go to South Africa. I went back to South Africa. But that was only for a week that we went because we had to go for a funeral. But when I went back, I was like, that's where my aunt basically also saw that this guy is trouble. I went back, we were at home chilling with my cousins, and I was like, you know what, I want to go home because now I'm too drunk. I want to go home just for me to rest a bit and then we can continue. Now, while I was sleeping on the bed, my twin brother came. He was smoking tuck and he was doing it his first time. He came he came home where I was sleeping. And it was just something inside of me that told me, you know what, when you wake up or when you open your eyes, just roll from the bed. And immediately I rolled on the bed and he stepped two big knives into the pillow. And he was like, I'm going to kill you today. And I looked at him and I was like, what is happening with you? What just happened? And because I was also shocked, I stood there, I took the bed and I lifted it up and I pushed it to the corner where he was. And I managed to escape out of the room. While I was outside, he came outside as well. And we were there just fighting because now he wanted to stab me, but he was not that strong because he was a bit weak because of the drugs. I held his hands and then I asked my other friend to remove the knives from his hand, but no one could remove.
But why he wanted to do it?
I'm not sure, Bishop. Until now, it was something evil. Until now, I tried asking him one day, but he don't know what happened with himself.
It was an evil force, I'm sure. And now you were telling us, then you came back to
Namibia. And then after the funeral, we came back. But that same day as well, I almost killed him because when he ran into a corner. Now, where I was standing, there was a lot of stones. I took those stones and I started throwing him. But I threw him so hard that he started fainting. I thought he actually died. He fainted, and then my aunt came, and then my aunt was like, "You never changed. You were just pretending, telling me that you have changed, but you never." And I pleaded with my aunt and I told her, "You know what? I just want to go back with you, because when I'm at this side, I'm a bit quiet, I'm a bit cool." And she told me, "You know what? We can go back." I came back. She told me that I must look for a job. I went to look for a job. I got a job at the retail shop. When I got this job at the retail shop, it was not even a year into the job. I started doing things. I started opening fake accounts where we did fraud with these accounts. It was my friends that came, and I would open fake accounts for them, and they would take clothes at this shop and at multiple shops, not just that shop, at multiple shops. And there was a day that they investigated everything because they were looking for these people to pay this money back, but these people were not existing. And people started recording because every shop had a camera, and they could see that these are friends that normally come to the shop every day. And they called the police that day, but I knocked off that day. I knocked off early. And the accounts that I opened was around about 150,000.
So you were in trouble again.
I was in trouble again.
Wait there. So we're not going to conclude the whole story today. Yes, we're not going to conclude the whole story today, but what you have to know is that today, Luciano is a transformed man. Today, he's free from addictions, free from this violence. Today, shortly, Luciano, I'm going to give you a complete testimony on Thursday. So, how are you today?
Today, I'm really fulfilled because even the way that I look at myself, even the way that I was, that I'm transformed, the way that I used to think that, you know, the world is evolving around me and I want things to be done my way. I want things to be done. I can even die now and I thinking that I will go to heaven. But even if I die now, I will surely go to heaven. It's not an illusion.
You're not afraid of dying.
I'm not afraid of dying. It's not an illusion. It's not like before where I used to say, even if I die now, I can go to hell, I can go wherever. Hmm. But today I am sure that if I die now, I will go
to hell. That Luciano that was violent, that Luciano that almost killed his own brother, has changed.
It completely changed. Even currently now, whenever they call me, they will just call me to say, "I'm super proud of you. I can't believe that you changed."
And, the way you are.
Yeah, the way that I am now.
Amen. Praise God. And if he, Luciano, has changed, your life can change as well. The conclusion, if you want to know how he changed it, Thursday, 9 p.m. is going to be the conclusion. Luciano, thank you very much for tonight.
Okay, Bishop.
We are going to hear the conclusion of this story, this testimony. That's like a move on Thursday. Yeah. Thank you very much. Well, and if you need to include your name for the prayer book, you can call now 0800-22-3335. You can just call now. There are people in the church. That's the toll-free number of the church. Shortly, I'm going to open the lines of Ego FM to speak to you live. But before that, I would like to share the word of God with you. The topic of this week, the theme of this week is there is a way out. There is a way out. There was Pastor Ananias. There was a way out for Luciano. If there was a way out, I was always involved in trouble, stabbing and being stabbed. Almost killed his own brother, running away from one country to the other. If there was a way out for him, there is a way out for anyone who believes.
Indeed, Bishop. O ongashara to prakenye kukuroja Luciano mparo tari tu pena na pamongwe ongunjuka na tango watare ronkaronga shina na tevri gatucho onkaro ya Luciano njwaja tarera nare mothimbo jonare oyo ethimbo jo pangash ngei onda hara antikuro mbore omprakenye wanyokucha ngashina na Luciano arunduruka na ngweo otoka karunduruka ngashina tango meti ne tatuka prake na ngashiwo kucha Luciano kwarunduruka ngini otokuvana na kucha ongini no ngweo otoburukurunduruka mokarangono hwatari ngashingei.
Yes, and the Bible verse of the the show tonight, the Stop Suffering program, is from the book of John, Gospel of John. I'm reading from the New King James Bible, John chapter number 14, verse number 6. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself, said these words. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So, for those who think, Pastor Festus, for those who think there is no way out, for those who think that they are a lost case, just like Luciano, for his family, for his friends, they thought he was a lost case. But he found the way out. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes, Bishop. Okucha kalunga otakongo ava veri momauju. Ava vafininikwa. Ove uudite wafininikwa. Ungaramonyoe ya fininikwa. Uhewete kuchoto druvali kuninganga helipi. Uhewete kuchoto druvali kuyavali peni. Kalunga ove takongo. Itakongo ava venengaramonyo daela jiwa. Ahawe pamoto shakenu, oto shakene kujuu. Wafawalushiano owe hewete kuchota ningivali ngeipi. Afadukile pra ile penya. Ungaramonyo natangwe ya fafanashike. Oh, Bishop. God is looking for those who have their heart afflicted, those who have their lives destroyed. He wanted them to himself so that he may be able to do something new in their lives. He wanted them so that they may realize that he is real. So one just need to decide to come to him so that he may do his wonderful work that he always do and he does not fail.
As the same way Luciano, he found the way out. Jesus said, I am the way. You can also find this way out. That's why I'm going to be praying for you shortly. But before that, we're going to start taking calls. If the line is busy, then you can call the toll-free of the church, 0800-22-3335. But we have also now the lines of Eagle FM open, 083-288-401. I think we have the first caller. Yes, good evening, caller.
Nano.
Hello, caller. How are you?
I'm fine, how are you there?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Shani Kashile, and I'm calling from this side of Heke. I have a problem with my grandmother. She's blind, but she used to see people, and we are not seeing them.
And what's the name of your grandmother?
Silvia Elama.
Silvia. We are going to pray for Meme Silvia. Please pray with us. We are going to ask God to bless the water in few moments. And I'm sure God is going to bless you and your grandmother.
Amen.
Okay? God bless you. Tate kalunga lemon back. You can call now 083-288-8401 and include your name in the prayer book. Next caller.
Good evening, caller.
Oma,
talk it up now, huh?
Now that.
Okay. Tato, ta, denge, good Japan, need na la
hello, my name is Roku Bila Gosia Kutako.
Okay. Ilma nga tuku iri kane neko binga ashike?
Ondi no me shota avele.
Uno me shota avele.
Ta nyu waike.
Ta nyu waike. Fimbo li fike peni nga ho?
Tata me kongera.
Ata me kongela.
De na me mo ambure to natango kwenye iko mesho ta nyunga wa shangu.
Ha, mushe babali.
Yogori me kwa ambu.
Okay. Walongi kitango kako pigo yuko meva?
Yende kano ngehita.
Okay. Ongeleka ipe ya kula yo mepanda yo mepanda ndala kula lo la vendu ko uishi. Uishi kucho ilipeni.
Aye, kandisika marondisha ike inyako giri na inyamara ne andiro ngere iko kwa mbali andi munu imbo na naro kujako kwa nge nga ndaji wandisiki ngo po giri na ngenopo.
Okay. Ngewe apo giri na? Ameto angemu. Okay. Mara moro mo peifenga ha? Longi kidoka ko pipko iko komeva ino japo pola jio.
Ya shina ndenye nondemo nukukushi ondikushi ngo.
O ushi nge ngo wa mona nge?
No.
Popisa na mutale?
Mewa tate.
Ewa.
Nironga yango ndala ngo muyalika nene.
Wati tura mu Amerikano.
Ya tate.
Ewa.
0832888401. 0832888401. Next caller.
Good evening, caller. Eu tô tocando para te hoje. O tate je no to tengo que usar penny. Tate uri moshkuku. Tate kwa tereshke kongrohio nena.
Oh, ndina mimi wanji wenganda ndingani tia gaza ko. Ndina mimi wanji napiko nkorondo nkuku tike wita u paye rino kuchipange ilo akona kono no ti dinda hawe.
Ok, tate. Ok, tate wanji. O ndaharashke mu rongi kido kakopiko ekomea, toka tura kukomeko radio, koni mehashko prohara, tate katu aninginare mpano, tatu popina bishop mpano kucha, O tatu ningere kona tango ngashtweri ningere meti ne jaziko kucha ome anga tatu kano aneno geno kara gete nunduko mokara mwenyoko e.
Ewa, nosuo nanga ndapu mboku gari kani nwangao.
Ewa, tate wanji. Tatu shiningi. Koni mwa programa tatu kishinga tate wanji.
Okay, you can call 083-2888-401. Well, we are going to have a short break, but we have time to have one more caller. Do you have any caller? Next caller.
Good evening, caller. Moa toki rapa nawa. Hello.
I think we lost the caller. But you can call the toll-free number of the church as well, 0800-22-3335. You want to include your name or the name of a family member in the prayer book. Perhaps you have a son, a daughter, a brother, sister, just like Luciano, who was suffering with addiction, with this spirit of rebellion, but today he's a transformed, a different man. We're going to have a short break now. Don't go anywhere. We are going to be praying for you in a few moments.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile.
Yes, we have another caller.
Good evening, Kola. Ma toki lopo nawa. O toa toki lopo meme. Meme ota denge kuja pen ne dina lai ulidye. O uri kokule no la diyo e kashon ambela.
O me lari ya.
Ya.
O pati nji na kueta yi.
To denge kuja peni?
Kueta yi.
O kuja kueta yi. O hatu kuiri kanene komiga aske meme lari ya konglo shone na. Okay. O along it na o me voe. Okay. Ino ja popola dio e o se si ke hulolo programa ya tuke kuningi atuka ningi no americano pamwe. Kalungo te kumangula itavela. Yo mimi.
0832888401 is the number to call to speak to us live here on Eagle FM. Good evening, caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Good evening, meme. Mato kora potu. O meme je, ta dengo kusa peni.
Me se mata de ko di na kufiu.
Meme ser mata tu kuatere komi nga shikene na.
Andi no problem, andi no. So I finance pa ndo koma pete ya kada ndele ngene.
Okay, mimi wanje.
Amwanje no problem.
Okay, mimi wanje. O tatu kaninge garikano nina. Njono tatu tukulonge kido kakopiko yeko meyaka kare kopepino radio e. Tatu kaninge ere kondino. Shoto kano meanga o miyero ndono dino kupatruka.
Ewa.
Ewa, mimi wanje.
Yeah. What people have to understand is that there is a way out. If you want to change by yourself, you most of the time you will not be able to change by yourself. But the moment you give God a chance, just like Luciano, he is going to help. You can call the toll-free number of the church, 0800-22-3335. There are people waiting, but also speaking to people live here. Good evening, caller. Hello. Good evening, sir. What's your name? Good evening. What's your name?
Gabriela.
Gabriela, what do you think? To denga kuja ko shigambo
Mosianja
Mosianja
eh
okay ohatu ku galikana ne komiga ashike kongulo shone na
ondala wendala ndi monoswa na yo danela kamuna je ikunjifango ndai oh dai wetega
okay
dai wetenga na tenga ai dai renga no kongula komima oh ai dai wetipo
to kongu ilonga ngao. Okay. Okay. Otashi kagala shipu ngengo itavela mukalunga koe. Ndio te kuche itavelo le kukufifonga tyo kutudengela. So kulonge kidu utalo wako pikoe komeva osheshike hulolo programai watuke kuningilo meilikano na kalungu watakalungi kumifalonga ae ngashi ilo ngwalush eshongo olo tope wane nangaha okulongi fomevao opudro kumone ngono takalunga
yo ndina pari shimu towe ndili moskola
ya
manila ndogu peise ndogu ndajja mge nandaile sasi ndi saiduru kule sasicha ndaisi mesana yudite
Okay. Okay. Inoja popola dio eh? Watu kwenye kuningilo meili kano. Kalungo taka ningoma lundru kwa eh?
Mm-hmm. And we would like to invite those who have problems to sleep at night. There are many people who struggle to sleep at night. It's a challenge. We are challenging them to pray with us. They'll prepare a glass of water. Because we're going to be praying. And after they drink the blessed water, they'll sleep well.
Yeah, indeed, Bishop. Mbwe mbwe toko sa usiku. O ongash tatu kisho tatu ningere kompano. Jo magari kanu we tokano meangano ngash nge. Karunga okuna okuku. Okukunu kwatera kome kono toka kwa sana usiku mbu.
And we have another caller. Good evening, caller. Hello, caller. Hello. What's your name?
Okay. Eno mem. Toka rape mem. O meme je, o tote ngukuza peni?
Moniko kuzi ya mwanda wa.
Meme moniko tatu kwa teko mbiga shikenena.
Ndaha mungarika nenezo, opondi mwane ilonga kutuli woku ifutila nako la yesu ndate mwanda tati ilonga na
yu. Osho meme wanji. O tatu ke kuningire garika no, tune ere kondino nena tatu tikucha. Shampa toa rawano, o meanga watu rapo pepino radio nena nji. O mierodi ilongo zino kupatruka. Karunga ngu, eno onko ndo tavru kupatru miro dironga. Eitaro ashika tu apumba. Tangi mimi wanji. Rongi toka kopi koko mea.
083-2888-401. But if the line is too busy, if you don't speak to us live, you can call the toll free of the church. 0800-22-3335. Next caller, please.
Good evening, caller. Mato kero aponawa.
Mato kero aponawa.
Memota denge kuja pen nedina la olirie.
Memota denge kuja kone rombo o meyo sofina.
Meyo sofina to denge kuja kone rombo. Watu kuri kane neko minga ashike kongulo shone na?
Tato ongo shina njerika nanti neko onde alonda.
Onde alonda.
Ea mundi nangu familia nge nga iye nangu e kwa tafano na wa iye nambiri.
So kuene kwa tafano kwa tapu eto onde alonda.
As we lost the caller and we are fast approaching now the moment of prayer. You can prepare your glass of water. You can prepare your bottle of water. We're going to be praying for you. We can take another caller, please.
Good evening, caller. Matoko rapo.
Eh, matoko rapo, pastor.
Eh, matoko rapo, meme.
No.
O meme jeta nota de nkuza peni?
Me nangula te lengo kuza koshigambo.
Meme nangula tu kwa tereko binga shkenena, munguru kionena.
Onda tare bako mashango, pastor, genji.
Okay,
me wanje.
Okay, me wanje.
No problem, mujer, andamos ni con visear onda ni tengo yo encima.
Okay, me wanje.
En boya de ingirigo a contondi satana tatu mini mata yamo pomaru de gaoro casa no maroka o nikika. Te ya pondo da locura.
ongasha datu kucharonge kidoka kopi koeko mea natangushe natango pongereka turongereka iriponda mwa proto vurukara waka mone watero kasi teta kuningiregarikano no kehuro yo programa njo natango ronge kidoka kopi koeko mea opota tukaningishongo ndino karunga ambe kon karamo nyoko e
ewa
tangi meme wanje
ewa tangi
pas You can call the toll-free number of the church 0800-22-3335. We are fasting now, coming to the moment of prayer, and prayer has power. Okay, we're not going to be able to take calls anymore. You have to call the number of the church, 0800-22-3335. We are going to talk to God now on your behalf. Have your glass of water ready. Pastor Festus, we start the prayer, and I will be blessing the water.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
Kalunga kange medina la Yesus Christus. Eshe ilikano elitari hange ovanuva hapu aveshava vakundukila ela dio davo mefimbu elilo me ilikano kalunga kange. Ta ashake nekombo uju elili no kulili. Kalunga kange ovo hofiki keshe pamwe mefimbo la fafana. Ngashe ike wiletu mome ilikano tarifiki keshe pamwe. Apa ovanu tave kupulikine, ovo tapuikine enjo vodoe, kalunga kange ninga ikumi falonga yoe, inyenga ndunge yoe, mongala mwenyei, shashe isha nyengana konu kalunga kange, govi na shinyengana inima yove li apa kalunga kange, mokupulikino meirikana, ninga oinene longa yoe kalunga kange, medina la Yesus Christus, ohandi ilikana moshilongu ashise.
Yes, my Father, in Jesus' name we pray that you may bless this water, there are people now holding glasses of water, bottles of water, my Lord. Some of them, they don't sleep well at night. They have no peace. But the moment, my God, they drink from this blessed water, help them to sleep well. Help them to have a peaceful night of sleep, my Father. Their lives will start changing today, today. Nená, nená, paife. Right now, my God, they will start changing their lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Drink now the blessed water with faith. And you're going to sleep well tonight in Jesus Christ's name. And the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God is open every day throughout Namibia. You can call the toll-free number as well, 0800-22-3335, and inquire the nearest address. We have churches here in Vinduc. Like Luciano, tomorrow he's going to be in our main church here, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospamplatz, Vinduc. Usually he attends the service at 6 p.m., but we have service at 7 and 10 in the morning, 12 midday, lunchtime, 3 p.m. afternoon service. But we have churches also in Greenwell, Katutura, or Koriangava. Katutura, Greenwell address, please.
We are in Daniel Street next to the police station. The big church that is there is where we are.
What's the time of the service?
The time of the service will be at 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. We will have 10 o'clock and 3 p.m. Our main service will be at 6 p.m.
Okoriangava.
In Okoriangava, Bishop, we are in Ondodo Street. Stop and pray opposite ShopRite USAFE. The service will be at 7 in the morning, 10 o'clock, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and 6 p.m. in the evening.
Katutura.
In Katutura, we are behind Grootwinkels, Saimot, and we are in Richard Kamauka Street, 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and then the main service, 6 p.m.
But we have churches in Ondangwa. If you are listening from the north, in Ondangwa, what's the address of the church in Ondangwa and Oshakati?
Ondangwa, we are closer to Oluno Primary School, next to the community hall at Oruno. So in Osakati, Mondalaya Kanjengedi, Omototu Hangomu.
You can also visit our church there. The doors of the Universal Church are open. Remember, the toll-free number is a 24/7 number. You can call and ask for prayers, include your name in the prayer book. Even after the program, you can keep calling tonight or tomorrow, 0800 22-22-3335. And choose on Thursday. We are going to conclude, to have the conclusion of the testimony of Luciano. You who are listening to his story is like a movie. But in the same way his life changed, the life of any person can change.
Yes, onkaramunyo natango tatuka hurithane hokororo jarusiano metine mono kucha onkaramunyo natango otaikashen jom prakene wanyon horike shoa pumba ashko kwine kera karunga karunga awape arunduru karamunyo koe jino pro karama prakene wanje okwete runduru komo karamunyo koe.
Thursday 9 p.m. May God bless you. Good night until Thursday. Bye-bye.